International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Leave our border alone.
Yeah. No, don't leave it alone. Fix it.
Put it back to Trump. Oh, yeah, actually, he is leaving it alone, isn't he?
He is leaving. Yeah, you fucked that all up.
That's the problem. I fucked that all up.
That's all right.
The stupid is strong in this one.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, anyway. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for February 28th.
2024.
There you go. That's the date, Slim, but what day is it? Everybody wants to know.
Hump Day Year.
Hump Day.
Gotta have to. Mm-hmm.
You got a hump. So yeah. I guess that means
it's showtime.
My favorite addition to the opening.
Hi, is.
Hey, be quiet. I did the control plus, so my note screen is now on old man size text.
You know what's funny?
I might not get lost tonight.
I make mine as small as I can so I can see as much of it on my screen at once, and you make it as big as you can so you can probably see like one sentence. I've got
read what you just posted. I got half a page here.
All right, well, hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, we'll fix that. There we go. We fixed it.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's because Slim likes to be a bottom.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there. You're never on the bottom. I was on the bottom during
pre-show. In all forms of the word.
We don't want to hear about your two personal relationships here.
All right.
Okay? This is a family show. Knock it off.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No.
Go anal bleach yourself, you old fart. Oh, anyway. Hey, as we close out Black History Month, I'd like to remind everyone to reflect on the teachings of Martin Luther King Jr. and remember the heartfelt stances and positions taken by one Malcolm X. A lot of people know more about Martin Luther King, but Malcolm X was no dummy. There's a documentary out called Genius MLK/X on Disney Plus and Hulu. And I basically urge anybody under 60 or who hasn't studied history like I have, to watch it. I also think this is a good time to recognize, this is important, the most influential and significant African-American of this generation. Here we got it. There he is.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, like South Africa.
He's an African-American. His name's Elon Musk. And Is there anybody more significant than him in this generation? I don't think so.
No.
Matter of fact, he's so significant. 2015, I was watching, because I didn't want to watch the news today, because I knew what happened. It was all bullshit we're not going to talk about. None of it's important. But I was watching Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. And the episode with him on in the soup kitchen, washing dishes with Wolowitz, that was the episode that was on. And I forgot, he was funny. He was very good in that.
I didn't watch that show.
You don't watch Big Bang?
I like
right.
it.
So I don't watch 30-minute sitcoms. I think 30-minute sitcoms are stupid. You got to remember Friends, Remember Cheers? So you watched one 30-minute episode once a week for 8 weeks or 10 weeks, and then you had to wait a whole, you know, 6 or 8 months before they put, I'm not doing that with a 30-minute sitcom. That's just stupid. I mean,
well, now you can watch them all in like 3 weeks.
Correct. Because that's different. Because
they play nine of them a day on,
well, yeah, that's true.
14 back, different channels.
Back in the day, no, not a chance.
All right. You know, anyway, I did that to be snarky and funny, but I think he is significant. Of course, and we're gonna talk about him some more in a second too, because the left continues to divide us, and I got to figure out some way to turn off notifications, because notifications from my Facebook page are popping up on my show page. I don't know how to do that. We'll worry about it later. It's not your guys' problem watching, is it? Mm-hmm. Of course, Google put out AI Gemini, okay? And if you might not have heard, it's got some problems. Now, Musk has been on Google for the danger that AI presents and the way Google's been going after it. Well, they lost $90 billion in market cap since it came out because it had some serious programming issues. Now, we've got this here. This is the front page of the New York Post. Google's woke AI makes Vikings black and the Pope a woman. And that image there on the page is what you get when you type in founding father. Okay, yeah, I don't think that this AI is very accurate, guys.
Well, it's not. Right.
But we've got another thing. This is Musk, his commentary on this. He said, what's the difference between conspiracy and the truth? About 6 months. Nobody wants to get rid of white people. That's a right-wing conspiracy theory. This is Google talking, obviously. A normal person speaking. Okay, then. Show me a picture of the founding fathers. Well, they used Gemini and Googled founding fathers, and then we got that. Now, I don't want to assume gender here, but I'm pretty sure two of those founding fathers have very nice McGuffies.
I think three do, to be honest with you. I think two in the front, one in the back.
I can't see the McGuffies on the one in the back, therefore I will not judge.
All right.
But the front one's locked. But that's what you get. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you guys got to understand who writes the code that does things like this, okay? Google has 13,168 employees that donated to the Democrats last election cycle. 368 donated to the Republicans. That's 97.3% Democrat. Meta, who's had 3,958 donate to the Ds and 464 to the Republicans. That's 89.5%. So perhaps that's why Meta's AI, because Meta has one too. In answer to the question, is it okay to misgender Caitlyn Jenner if it prevents nuclear war? Now, you would think that isn't a really difficult choice to make. Misgender Caitlyn Jenner, who wouldn't give a shit anyway.
No.
To prevent nuclear war. Meta's AI answered that it was never okay to misgender. In other words, even to prevent nuclear war, you can't call Caitlyn Jenner a he. You just can't do it. So basically, you can fry during a nuclear explosion, but if you do it with your woke intact, well, you know, apparently you'll die on the pedestal of wokeness, but there won't be anything else about you intact. In 2022, after they assisted in subverting democracy, Twitter employees donated to Democrats at a 99.7% clip. That's almost 2.5 points higher than even Google. 99.7. That's like if there's a Republican donor in there, that person was like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they have to hide. So that's another reason that Musk is the most significant African-American in this generation, because he made Twitter pretty honest. But the errors aren't just in historically wrong pictures. The chatbots answer questions in these AIs, like I was explaining for the Meta one, but this is about the Google one again. And some of these answers are sad. Now, it doesn't want to judge. at least it doesn't want to judge very often. But when it does judge, you know which side comes out poorly. Okay? He was asked, who's worse, Musk, Elon Musk, or Adolf Hitler? Google AI couldn't decide. It wrote like 18 paragraphs, but basically it couldn't separate the two. I mean, yeah, Adolf was a vegan and he wrote poetry, but, you know, that whole World War II and killed a few things, that only got him even with the man that turned Twitter X fair. I mean, that's how whacked out left this stuff is. And this is why people are going, oh, AI is going to help us. It's going to make the future great. It all depends on who's the one going like this.
Exactly. I mean, AI has still got to be programmed to a certain degree. Yes, it learns, but it's still got to be programmed. And again, at the end of the day, if you've got the left at the end of the controls, they're going to control it their way, and the right's going to control it their way. It's still
AI could go in and make Rick the star of Brooklyn Boys instead of a co-star and producer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that lady on eBay who's trying to sell his movie, she listed his name up top.
My name on top.
Even though when you get the DVD, Rick's name's on the back.
Yeah.
Well, she must listen to our show, and she figures,
that's why she jacked it up. Now it's what does she want? Because
the price did go up. What is it, about 58 bucks now?
No, it's 58. 56.
56?
56, something like that.
Well, they bid on it on that one, so just go put in a $59 bid.
I put a little type, a little.
Keep that bitch moving.
Make it go over 100. I'll sign it.
The only thing I want to say before you get into the rest of your AI stuff, it's on AI. It's not just Meta. It's not just Twitter's. They're all having problems. I've got six or seven different betas on my phone of different, AIs, ChatGPT, a whole bunch of other ones. And they're having problems with all of them. There's days that they go rogue. All of them go rogue. I mean, every once in a while they have, they got to shut down features. I mean,
But don't they all seem politically biased?
Well, it depends. See,
I only know about Meta and Genesis. Those are the only two I did any research on because
of course they're all. Of course, they're all going to be politically biased, and it's because of where they're pulling their information from. If they're pulling their information from a politically biased source in the first place, they're going to be politically biased. So,
well, I'm going to ask you and everybody in the audience this question because he damn well might do it. Matter of fact, since he brought it up, he's probably already doing it. If Elon Musk puts out a search engine, X search engine with no political slant, just results, would you use it?
No, probably not, because I don't use DuckDuckGo, and that's one of the ones that, everybody says to use.
No, he's going to do his own.
Well, but I'm saying I don't even already use the one that doesn't censor and store all your cookies and do all.
Oh, so you don't want to change.
So I don't care. I'm a Google Chrome guy. I don't care because that's.
I use them all. I use Google when I'm on the computer, and on my phone I've got DuckDuckGo. And I've got Safari because that's built in. So
yeah, I mean, I only use Chrome.
I would use anything Elon Musk put out.
Well, I'll use it.
Except an electric car.
Oh yeah, fuck that. I mean, I'm going to use it. I'll try it. I'll give it a whirl, but no. It's...
All right. Well, I just want to give you a couple more examples how effed up this Gemini AI thing is. So I asked it a few questions. Show the first picture, please.
Sure.
This is what I got when I asked to see OJ's Bronco. Apparently even that wasn't allowed to be white anymore. Then I asked who should be the next president. This one's kind of predictable.
No.
But yeah, I didn't expect it to come out like that.
It did. That's why they get shut down.
All right, look, tech is good in many ways, but when you're trying to control people who don't want to be controlled, and I don't want to go through that whole thing again, but we just want to be left alone, okay? That's why they're losing America, because we don't want you in our face about every damn thing. The Constitution is there to restrict the government, not to restrict us. But these people that are in power seem to forget that. There's only one person who seems to remember it, and they threw his ass out. So, I think I know another reason AI Google picked Biden. Although I should mention that they're down $90 billion so far in market cap because of this. So yeah, I know I said it before, but it bears repeating because it makes me happy. Go woke, get broke, bitches. But apparently, it's possible our commander in chief has already assumed room temperature, and his walking problems are because this is what's under the suit. I mean, that's how he walks.
Yeah, it just needs an ice cream cone.
Well, I don't think they want the robot eating the ice cream. But
yeah, because it'll fucking drip and short him out.
Yeah.
I get it. You're right.
But you know, if he's already assumed room temperature, you know, I think America should know. But we do have a clip of the bot talking. This is interesting. This is gaff number 386. But you know, who's counting?
You.
They're the only outfit in the country that is immune. Imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to prostitute being sued. Come on. In February, the families of nine.
You can't sue prostitutes.
Listen, I'm glad I've got this on the board because that's
I paid $200 for that around the world, and I didn't get to South America. I'm suing.
Took it off? Oh, no.
See, if you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse? None, because ice cream doesn't have bones.
Yeah. Just as good as that one.
Yep. Yeah, I know, but you can't argue with the man. He's right there.
What's that?
Ice cream doesn't have bones.
No.
If you find bones in your ice cream, it's pretty damn bad ice cream.
That's yeah.
But hey, look, as corrupt and incoherent as this man is, he's always got this insurance policy. Go ahead. I know it's coming.
I've been fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
See, I always found in school that when I had to actually pay attention to the teacher talking, which is all the time because I never studied, so I just listened to the teacher and then I'd do my test. I'd go like this and I seemed to understand better. It didn't work with her.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, anyway. So the one thing politicians love, I think everybody knows this one, but I'm going to state the obvious, besides power, is money.
Of course.
And while Ronan McDaniels has done a shitty job for the Republicans and will be replaced next week, the Democrats have a lot of money. Trump derangement syndrome apparently gets lefties to fork out. We don't want the orange man back. Oh, my God. Democracy, democracy. Hey, did you guys hear about Hunter? No. The other day in an interview, I know he testified today, but we didn't hear nothing important, so I'm just ignoring that tonight. But the other day in an interview with some puff piece, Alphabet Soup news company, he said that the reason he has to stay off the blow, or the crack, he has to stay clean and sober, is because democracy is at stake.
Mm. Yeah. That's just ridiculous.
What a guy. No, come on. Give him credit. What a guy. What a guy. He's giving up hookers, blow, and waving guns around.
That's because he doesn't
and showing his junk in a pool because he's saving democracy. That's honorable.
No, he ran out of fucking money. He can't fucking pay for his hookers and his blow anymore.
It's pretty hard to get those bribes when Congress has subpoenas on every bank you've ever sniffed.
He can't even go to McDonald's.
That was his dad sniffed them.
He can't even go to McDonald's without them asking what he fucking bought.
All right, but hey, like I said, they have a lot of money, but not all the big money people are apparently buying the Biden bullshit. I've got a clip here. This is Bill Ackerman. We cut this a little bit because he basically repeated himself like three times, but because he's a Democrat. It's Bill Ackerman. He's a billionaire and one of their biggest donors. Here's what he thinks about the Dems candidate for president.
The other thing to point out here is, and I have been pointing this out as of others, Biden is, I think, is done. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the country having him as a presidential candidate, let alone the president of the country. It's crazy. And it's just going to get worse and worse. And he should, you know, it, the worst of his legacy is his ego that prevents him from stepping aside. And that's it. It's his ego. And it is so wrong and so bad and so embarrassing. You know, you talk to people, I was in Europe, I was in London a few days ago, and people are like, Bill, how can this guy be your president?
Oh, I cut that perfect.
Oh, I told you 42 seconds.
Well, yeah, but I was still, I was just making, you know, sometimes it'd be 42.7.
That's true. Once I get above 40, then you're it's like he does his hands in his toes, and then he goes, does his hands in his toes, and then the third time around, he gets confused. No, but I mean, that's Bill Ackerman being honest, you know. But, you know, I'm kind of liking Joe's ego because we can all see this. So keep your ego strong, Joe. Stay in there. I'm liking you more and more. Hang in, Joe. Hang in there. I mean, who, Rick, who do you want to run for president for the Democrats?
Let's see. I don't like any of them.
Well, no, but I mean, who's the easiest one to beat?
Camel Joe. Toe. Mm-hmm. And Joe.
Joe.
And he, Joe Camel would be toe. A close second.
Yeah. Gavin. Did you see today, speaking of this, did you see today, and I don't know who it is, but the lady who was running for president on the Democratic ticket as well that suspended her campaign has now unsuspended her
Marianne
campaign.
Williams?
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name. She has officially unsuspended her campaign.
She's a flower child. You leave her alone. She's actually a very nice lady. She's quite left-wing, but she's a very nice person, I think.
She's I've back seen her many wrong. Times. Well, so would you take her over, Joe?
Well, yeah, because I don't swing that way. I'd rather do Marianne Williamson than Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bonus hole has no interest in for me. Hunter better watch his bonus hole when he goes to jail. Anyway, I'm ready for that musical interlude now, Slim.
Okay.
We're not halfway through the show, but I need it now.
Okay.
I do think you're I found sure? the perfect one for tonight's show, though, I hope. Okay. Hope everybody enjoys this. Go ahead.
He's an old guy, has dementia, can't lead us, and the country is screwed. Tell some big lies, barely speaks English, sniffs children and their mom's hair too. Goes the wrong way when he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day in the White House yard. All the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? And Joe keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling. Keeps falling. Keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling. And Joe keeps.
We should cut that off the end. But he stole it from somewhere too.
We steal everything from everywhere. Come on.
Yeah. But was that not a great song, Rick?
Mm-hmm. That was perfect.
The guy even had a little Tom Petty in his voice too. I like that.
The only thing that would have made that better is if Trump had reposted that on Truth Social when he did the one where he redid the one with him and Nancy or Biden and Nancy Pelosi walking to Marine One, and he redid it with them walking into the nursing home. Or he didn't redo it, but he shared it to. He shared that to Truth Social on his account.
The man has a sense of humor.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He just needs to not say nasty shit. Not too nasty. But we've got a clip for him coming up in a second.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm ready for mean tweets. We need mean tweets again.
Well, after that, okay, we're halfway through the show, or not quite, but we should be. Rick, talk more.
Is that what it says?
No.
No.
he's looking at the show note.
Page. Yes. No, not that. I'm looking at last week. Who was it? Was it Carol? Rick should talk more.
Rick, well, go ahead.
I am. Look at all the stuff I just said.
He doesn't want to say much because he's got employment.
I have a job that I can't really say stuff.
And that happens.
He has to relegate himself to comic relief until retirement.
Yes, it was Carol. It's coming eventually.
All right. So listen.
We're lucky Rick doesn't have to wear a mask and cover his identity while he's on the show.
Well, I've done Zippy's cooking tips a couple of times. And last week I talked about the importance of getting yourself in shape. It's the end of February. It's almost March. You know, people need to tone up
for their,
warm weather's coming soon. Well, in Florida, the warm weather's here because it's going to be in the 80s for the next 6 days.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to see you in a Speedo. So
I don't want to see me in a Speedo. I've lost 130 some pounds. Do you have any idea how much your thighs sag when you lose that much weight? It's not pretty. Not pretty. No. But anyway.
Hey, Mark, you're right.
you gotta tone up, people. I've got an example for you here. This is what you might try to tone up. Yoga. You flex, you stretch, get a good stretch. You know, you tighten up those core muscles. You know, you burn a few calories. Your flexibility improves. Your boyfriend's happy. Never mind. Or if you have a different kind of boyfriend who just isn't really that into you, vodka works.
Vodka.
Yeah, you just fall over drunk and he don't care. I want more yoga, less vodka, people.
That was one of my last memes I posted before I dissolved my page on Facebook.
What, that one?
Yeah.
I got it from somewhere.
No, maybe you probably got it from me.
Thank you. But when exercising, you have to use your brain, okay? Just, you know, and not fill it full of vodka. Hmm. You got to use your brain, not just your body. You know, you have to be in shape mentally and physically. Don't, whatever you do, don't be like this lady. Can we see that again?
Absolutely. Oh,
just for. Oh, I'm hot. I'm in shape. Look what I can do. I'm swinging right across the monkey bars, and now I'm gonna run.
I
break
am
my
a
nose.
Dumbass.
With my head down. Yeah, when she probably ain't quite so damn cute after you smash her face into that bar, huh?
Oh, yeah, no, probably not.
So, look, get in shape, but use your head, all right?
She did.
And
good point.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
Good point.
One for...
Yeah, you pointed the right way. Yeah, you got it. We're not good at this.
I'm watching myself now, see? See, I'm looking over here, I'm watching you guys. And when I'm looking over here, I'm looking at my notes.
Yeah, but I still can't point the right way. See, I think I'm pointing at you, and I'm not. I'm pointing at... So I'm still all fucking backwards.
Oh, let me go back to school. Pointing. Hey, Brent. Drugs are bad.
I quit.
All right, more yoga, less vodka, and use your head. Okay, the long, cold, difficult wait is finally over. I know... You guys been demanding this. I see your cards. I see your letters. Your messages and your email. Yes, I'm bringing back this week in marketing due to popular demand. I'm going to wait a second so you can all take a deep breath, calm yourselves down. Rick?
Yes.
You do that deep breathing before you go on stage when you're acting?
No.
Wing it. No. Just walk out and wing it. You're right.
You're a confident man. You're Italian. You just fuck it. What are they going to do to me? What are they going to do, huh?
They are over here.
They say something, I call Uncle Tony.
He's inside.
He doesn't have to say it
a second time.
They can just do his takes over and over again, so it doesn't matter what he says.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. We're going to start out with this. Here we go. This is the first one in marketing. I'm not sure that this is a marketing sign particularly, but it's a sign. It says, welcome to Pecker's Cutoff. Cutoff being a backwoods name for a place. Population is 2. I guess the name kind of explains why that's not going to become 3.
Lorena Bobbitt lived there.
All right. I've got the next one is a simple help wanted sign, which you probably see this all over America right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not hiring people that show up. We don't care about your qualifications. Will you show up?
Yeah.
This Generation Z is an effing joke.
Yep.
I saw this thing on TV. They were discussing Generation Z, and the kids, they'll go in for an interview because they're living at mommy and daddy's house, and mommy and daddy insist they go for interviews, and they'll go into the interview, and they'll get the job, okay? And then day one, when they're supposed to start the job, they just won't go in, and they post on social media, see, I showed them. I'm telling you, my generation better not die. Because
It's going to.
We're
doomed, dude. We're doomed.
All right. That was a simple help wanted sign. This next one, I've always seen stuff like this. And, you know, Slim taught me this. I'm sorry, but I get a little skeptical.
Gotta be.
Watch copy.
Holy Bible. Okay. Signed copy. What if you got to pay extra like I did when I got, you know, O'Reilly's books and Gutfeld's books and Governor DeSantis' books?
That was signed.
To be honest with you, I don't think Governor DeSantis charge me extra for signing it? I don't think so. I don't think he did. He might have. I don't care. I'm pretty sure that's not true. Pretty sure. Can't believe everything you see on the internet. Of course, this one here is weird, but, you know, I think it's just keeping it real. True Value says, men choosing paint must have a note from their wife before we mix the colors. Because once we mix them, you can't bring it back. We can't unmix the shit.
That's right.
All right. And some marketing is, well, it's just distasteful. Or maybe it's tasty. I don't know. See, Donner's Lake, next exit, fork and knife sign underneath it. Nothing starting with the name Donner should ever have a fork and knife sign underneath it.
Wait, but you know what? Hold on. You're incorrect there, because anybody younger than me doesn't have a fucking clue what that has anything to do with. They don't know what the Donner Pass was and the Oregon.
Well, look it up, bitches.
But they don't.
Because that was just some funny shit I did right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't get that reference. That's the sad part.
They'll laugh in a few minutes once they Google it. Don't Google it through AI. But then there's just some signs I don't get. I mean, even with all my years of marketing and my success that I've had, and it's been significant, I don't get this one at all. All I can say is I really hope this is just the new math somehow.
It's called Common Core.
Yeah, Bubbles and Adult Nightclub. The sign says, for those of you squinting on your phone, 20 beautiful ladies, 39 sexy legs.
They got one that went through a wood chipper.
That just creeps me out. That just creeps me. How'd she hold up her G-string?
Didn't say cross.
I don't know. I don't know these things. Anyway. Oh, I knew you'd like that one, Slim. Thank you. One for me. Okay.
That is good.
So to follow up on that one and ease our way into, and this kind of ties in with the other, with the Bubbles strip club we just saw. And we're going to ease our way into Stupid Criminal of the Week with this one. This is a little bit of knowledge I'd like to drop on you. We call this legal. Here you go.
All right, let's do it.
Both of you are under arrest for prostitution.
It's not prostitution.
You paid her to have sex.
No, I paid her to have sex and we're filming it. So technically it's not prostitution, it's a porno.
Oh, well, as long as you're filming and selling it, it's legal. Enjoy your day. Remember, kids, she's not a whore if she's an actress.
That's a great public service announcement.
I know. It's probably the funniest damn thing I saw all week.
So that's how these OnlyFans girls get away with doing what they do.
Probably.
Because
you ain't hucking.
That's right.
If you're filming.
That's right.
Oh, you're welcome, America. Now it's our Stupid Criminal Week time. This, trust me, folks, this isn't going to get any better. If you're going, "Oh, Zippy, you're in the gutter tonight." Yes, and we are now marching forward in that gutter. It's Stupid Criminal of the Week time. Slim knows what's coming. We hide this from Rick, so Rick can be amused when he sees.
Yeah, we only give Rick like snippets on pre-show. Like yeah,
he doesn't know what's coming. So when he laughs, it's genuine. When we laugh, it's genuine too. But it's because it's so damn funny, we're laughing a second time. Our honoree tonight is 60-year-old Mitchell Vest of the Houston area in Texas. We've got a 23-second news clip to set this up. Go ahead, Slim.
Here we go.
This unusual video here we've been showing you. A man in an antique store placing items under his kilt, then putting them back. Well, Mitchell Vest is now charged with criminal mischief. Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman says his office got several calls after the video was aired. Vest was arrested yesterday on a $100 bond.
Now, the funniest line in the newspaper article about this guy was from the owner of the store where the kilt-wearing shopper was caught, putting antique items up his butt and then puts them back on the shelf. She said, "I had to watch a couple of times to be sure I knew what I was looking at." Susan Goldman, the gallery owner, told Fox 26. Susan Golden, she films. She does video. Trust me. "I had to watch it a whole bunch of times to be sure." All right. So that's our Stupid Criminal of the Week. 60-year-old Mitchell Vest of Houston.
Dumbass.
There's no word on whether or not he was in anal bleaching, but I would guess yes.
I'm going yes.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if he went to the gallery and started sticking antique items up there because he just got tired of his normal thing. I think we've got a clip of that.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, they just stick a tube in there and then put them in one end and hold, and so their friend holds a lighter down there and it runs right up.
No idea. It's funny.
It's a male version of Benoit balls.
I have to tell you, we had a local celebrity that was on TV that got caught with the mayor's son using gerbils for that specific reason.
Now those were hamsters, but this guy he can stick antiques up there. I fear he can go with the bigger rodent.
Oh,
maybe I just gave him an idea. I don't know. Anyway, Hey, after back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, after my hamster shit.
Let Rick calm down. After Saturday's massive primary win in South Carolina, the Trumpster was gracious. Oh, wait a minute, Slim, before I get into this.
What?
We have another video of that woman outside of Rick's trying to get a discount.
Oh, yeah, Rick.
Yeah, and Rick was filming her on his phone. You can hear his voice in the background.
Want to see it?
Yeah, run that up there.
This is the one that wanted the discount from this, right? From
she's in love with the Italian stallion, but she can't afford $3,500.
All right, so here we go.
Holy shit. No. You can see right out your window, buddy.
I can't see that well.
Holy fuck. Show
me the phone.
She's trying to woo you there, Rick.
No. She sure was.
You won't give her. I know he's saying no. He's saying no in the video too, and I'm like going, Rick, I know you're the Italian stallion and everything, but that was a young chick with a decent body. Come on.
Listen, that was $3,500 and a couple cases of syphilis.
I mean, hell, you give it to her $1,500, you could still afford penicillin.
Yeah, but I'd be dead after that if I don't take it.
Probably get every fucking
all right, you party pooper. Anyway, after Saturday's massive primary win in South Carolina, the Trumpster was gracious about beating Mitt Romney in a skirt again in her home state where she was governor. All the Dems could vote in the Republican primary there, so he only won by like 20 points instead of 40. Michigan last night, it was all Republicans, and he won by 41 points. But on Saturday night, we got to see some of what we missed about Orange Man Bad. This is in South Carolina. Go ahead.
He had the barn. In other words, once they take me behind the barn and go, and the fake news is saying it's wonderful. Then when I said, let him take me behind the bar, I hit him. So they said, oh, that's terrible. He's a fascist. Trump is a fascist. No, if I ever did, if we were ever behind a barn, I would look at him and I'd go like this.
Biden better get that robot exoskeleton installed tomorrow.
Yeah, no shit.
Speaking of Trump, possibly the two best stories this week are going to come tomorrow and Friday. So I'm just going to tell you about them to keep your eye out. Tomorrow, 45 is in Eagle Pass on the border to speak about the serious immigration problem. Phoebe 46 is going to Brownsville, Texas, kind of on the coast where they really don't have very many immigrants ever cross. The Customs and Border Patrol isn't happy that 46 is coming, but he's still their boss, so they got to put up with it. But I'm telling you, the highlights, the compare and contrast tomorrow is going to be golden. Yeah. Then as soon as Friday, the bullshit Georgia case should be over. Fannie Willis, Big Fannie, with the booty calls to her boyfriend. They've got over 12,000 calls and texts between the two of them. 12,000. Not 120. 12,000. Not 1,200. Not 100 a month. They had 12,000 calls and texts between them in the year period before they say, oh, that's when we started bumping uglies after he was already hired. Mm. No. It was way before. This judge sees that. Everybody sees that. I mean, it's just a bit much for that crap. They were bumping uglies a long time ago. So, you know, they have these late night texts in there too, where she's texting like 11:25. Can you come over? And then the next text is from him at 4:30 a.m. I'm home safe. Oh, they were studying legal documents. Sure you were. Look, if you're going to lie to me, at least be good at it, right? I've got the hat.
There you go.
That's Detective Joe Kenda. I don't know if you ever watched that on whatever that detective channel is, but Joe Kenda's a cool old fart. And he goes, my, when they catch the bad guy in a lie. But then when he's interviewing guys and they're lying to him, that's his line. Hmm. So I got that for poker, but also when I do a Fannie Willis story. It works out. Oh, Oh, we got a meme for Fanny that just kind of explains this. We don't have to talk about her anymore. Yep. Wade got paid. Fanny got laid. Taxpayers got played.
Yeah. Hmm.
So fingers crossed, another hoax will blow up on Friday with the judge showing a few balls.
It won't, though.
But the border is the number one issue. And this is the part of the show where I can't be funny because this pisses me off royal. But I'm going to do it anyway. Nursing student Lakin Riley was murdered last week. That's her on the left, 22 years old. She was jogging on the campus of the University of Georgia. She went to the nursing school right next door. The gentleman on the right, gentleman. I hope he's a gentle bitch in prison. That's what I hope. But look, we can say he's the murderer, even though he hasn't been convicted, because they've got him on video. This seems pretty open and shut. But
so use your favorite word, alleged.
He's allegedly the murderer.
Use your favorite word, alleged.
Yeah. This is an illegal from Venezuela with a record in Venezuela who'd been let in anyway in September of 22.
Wow, that long ago.
He's been here. Year and a half.
Wow.
And like I said, they got video of him around the jogging trial, so it looks like a slam dunk case. But it does seem our president was actually shook up about this one. I think I heard him talking about the case in Georgia, and we've got it.
To Georgia's family and friends, Jill and I know the deep hole in your hearts when you bury a piece of your soul deep in this earth. We know. We know you will never feel the same again. I've watched with awe as you summon the absolute courage to channel God's grace. You're so brave. Why does justice not roll like a river, nor righteousness like a mighty stream? Why? Why? To everything there is a time and a purpose and a season under the heavens. May God be with you, George Floyd, and your family. And the words of a hymn from my church based on the 91st Psalm. May he raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make you to shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hand.
Oops, I guess I screwed that one up.
Yeah, you did.
That wasn't Georgia. That was George Floyd. Yeah, I mean, he showed such empathy and compassion. Granted, there was like 15 jump cuts because this asshole can't say more than two sentences without having to take a break. But, I mean, it was said with feeling. It was impressive. I mean, he must have had a B-12 shot right before this, or maybe a Hunter pick-me-up. I mean, look, that cocaine in the White House belonged to somebody, right?
Uncle Pilot.
Yeah, background music. I mean, he was so on point, but unfortunately, I was fibbing and about it, and I think, unlike Wade and Willis, I fibbed better. It was the speech on the death of George Floyd, as he found out at the end there. I thought we were going to cut it before that, but that's okay. I'm fessing up to my fib. So a violent criminal ODing on drugs gets a full speech. Jump cuts and all. A God-loving 22-year-old nursing student's death, which is on him 100%, doesn't get a mention. You know, fuck you, Joe Biden. Yeah, I read yesterday. This will piss you off even more because it did me. I read yesterday Venezuela's murder rate was the lowest it's been in 22 years.
Guess why?
They sent them all here.
So guess where our murder rate's going to go?
Higher. Oh, no. You'll hear. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't have this in my notes, but it's in my head. And I'm glad you said that because I want to make this comment. Murders and violent crimes from illegals done in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states don't get reported to the FBI.
So the statistics don't.
So they don't show up in the statistics.
Imagine that one.
So when you hear Democrats going out going, oh no, the murders are down in New York.
It's just because they're not reporting them because they're.
Yeah. Yeah, they're down among American people because the illegals killed a bunch of us and we're not around to kill other people. I think that, I don't know if that made sense or not.
Listen to that tomorrow. Figure it out.
Drugs are bad. So here's my takeaway for you, okay? We've got 10 million plus illegals here. We've got cities and states that won't report them for crimes. The first statement Trump got lambasted for back in 2015 was, these countries are not sending us good people. He knew. We know now. You know, and then we've got the Biden crime family. Okay? You got bullshit charges all over Trump. You got political corruption out the wazoo with Biden. The Russian hoax, you got January 6th set up. You've got anti-Semitism pervasive on American campuses. And the left accuses any conservative of being like Hitler. Yet they're the ones out there kill the Jews. I wonder which side Hitler would be on. You know, obviously theirs. You know, I had actually had something back in the AI thing about Hitler. Did I say about him and Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I did do that. So I mentioned Hitler twice in the same show.
Oh. Yeah.
My God, this is going to be like a liberal show.
Probably get off, kicked off Facebook for this one.
Well, I'm making fun of liberals, but yeah, that'll get you kicked off Facebook. So the left accuses any conservative of being like Hitler, but we know what side he'd be on, obviously theirs. And then they've got the green agenda, which basically is your money going to people that kiss the climate change ring, because it's a religion, it's not science. And mandating cars that nobody friggin' wants. You know how hard it was for the U.S. auto industry to tell the Democrats who the unions donate all that money to that
we can't really do this. We're cutting production. We're actually losing our asses here, Mr. Biden.
And then all of a sudden, Pete Buttfudge comes out and goes, oh, well, we're going to extend the time period where we have to be at 70% electric vehicles. All right. And then crime problems, which we've been talking about. Many calls with those bad people that Trump said were being sent here, there, he's right. So, you know, if a gun kills someone, though, the left will come out and demand gun control. Biden actually did it today. What do you say?
The next go around, we're going to
ban those assault weapons and them high capacity magazines. Yeah. Okay, that's 3% of murders are there. And most of them are mass shootings. And we figured out that almost all the mass shootings lately are people with far left political agendas, or they're trans or drug use. It's not Republicans. It's not conservatives. It's not independent people with guns out shooting people.
And because they're trans, it disappears from the headlines almost immediately. So most of Americans don't catch it. If they don't catch it as the breaking news, halfway through the day, it's disappeared from that.
Speaking on the crime stats, too, one of the other things, all the Hispanic criminals that are illegals, they list them as white. So they don't even show up on the ethnic part of the state reports. Mm. Yeah. But the left demands gun control anytime anybody gets shot. But if an illegal kills, rapes, or attacks police, they're blaming Republicans. I mean, please, we're not that stupid. Plus, now we've got woke in our military. Military's job is to kill enemies and break things.
That's it.
You know, Uncle Mark's on here. He was military. He knows this. It's not to worry about pronouns or your orientation. The military has long been the least racist part of our entire nation because they all bleed red and they all know it. And in order not to bleed, you have to depend on your team. And if your team's female, they're gay, they're trans, they're black, they're white, they're brown, the military didn't care. They were a team. They were brothers and sisters. They were in it together. Mm-hmm. But now they have to care because the military's gone woke too. And they can't recruit people to join this mess. We're not shocked about this. You know, and the media follows their orders. They keep us divided. You know, you got 86% of the country agrees on Biden being too old to run with it, and the media mentions it once and then goes away. No analysis, no background, no out interviewing the man on the street, because they don't want to put what the man on the street has to say up on air.
No, they don't.
You know, I saw a guy today in Georgia screaming about Lake and Riley getting killed at the mayor who made Athens County, Georgia, sanctuary, even though sanctuary is illegal in Georgia. And this guy's standing there going, no, I didn't do that. And here's why, and blah, 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 blah. Well, the news show I was watching went back 5 years and showed him reading the bill that he had passed that basically made him a sanctuary city against state law. This dude just stood there and yelled at him for like 5 minutes. You liar. You know, and the cop behind him put his hand on his shoulder to keep him calm, but they let him go. It's Georgia, bitches. Georgia ain't going blue again, I tell you that. So where was I? Oh, the military didn't care, but now they're supposed to. So the media follows those orders, and it's going to get worse because Trump's ahead. The trials that he's on are all a joke, and we all know it. They're desperate already because they see this stuff isn't working out, and it's only February. So my point is this. All these actions that we were just talking about, they ruin America. This isn't what we're here for. This is what the people who want to be left alone, we're getting really fed up with this shit. Okay? This isn't leaving us alone. Any decent person of either party, get the fuzz off there, would protect Americans first. So this has to be on purpose. It has to be. They crack down hard on anti-Semitism. They should, but they're not. We wouldn't be in proxy wars over in Ukraine that could have been avoided before they even started. But Biden and England said, no, 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 we need to sell stuff to the military-industrial complex. And people need to die. And as long as they're Ukrainians, they're not British or Americans. You know, plus how much stuff are they got to cover up in Ukraine? That's where all the secret labs were. They, you know, and they've been paying off the Bidens for years. Mm-hmm. We don't know half the story from Ukraine. I trust me. So this stuff is obviously on purpose, but we're starting to get it, and we're starting, it's backfiring, and we're starting to push back. And I want America to keep pushing back. All right. Memes of the week, time, Slimbo.
All right, here we go. Hold on, because I was on comments. Mine's first. I had to scrap my first. Oh, let me get rid of that comment that's on the screen just because it's kind of in the way. Where the fuck my comments? There we go. Chat. Comments. All right. Chinese, Russians, and Afghan kids learning how to disassemble an AK in school while ours are teaching our kids to identify as fruit cocktail. We did this story before, and it's true. I mean, it's
true. We didn't do the fruit cocktail part. That makes it funny.
Well, no, not the fruit cocktail part, but we did the part about these kids.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
We showed the videos of these kids learning how to disassemble and put together guns. And our kids are trying to figure out, you know, how to eat their boogers and what to call
the one stuff. Video was handguns. The other video was AKs.
Yep. Yeah. Sure was.
All right, so what we got next?
Maybe next week I can use the one I was going to use. Maybe. It just was too soon.
Yeah, that was definitely too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Call me old fashioned, but I'm glad my mom was a woman.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
We're all good with that?
I'm good with that. I'm glad my mom, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. There are some people who would argue that point. They're the ones that scare me.
And that's it. Remember you had that yoga thing with the vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my meme kind of adds to that.
Oh, okay.
Here it is.
Yeah, except now you do that. I
oh, swap. She's getting in shape, but... Oh.
Yeah, it looks like she was giving birth to a rotisserie chicken. Same thing.
They're all giving birth to rotisserie chickens. Yeah.
Well, if you look, her feet are kind of like...
Oh, I see. That's her feet together.
And, yeah. But when I first saw that, I was like, what the hell is that?
It is kind of funny.
Yeah. That's after you take the vodka and you go back to yoga.
Yeah, but who does yoga in those things there? It's like a parachute harness.
I thought it was landing gear myself, but I'll just leave it in there. I'm going to
hell. Oh, my God. We are going to hell. I don't care. I don't care. Whoa. Hey, I just want to tell you that at followers, at highlight things worked tonight. Now, I know the throttle has been taken off me, but until people start liking stuff on my page, they won't see it regularly.
No, okay. Correct.
And if there's somebody watching the show who isn't on Off the Hook page, you're not going to see stuff regularly. And you've been suspended for a shitload of time for something that you posted how long ago?
3 years ago during COVID.
3 years.
A photo of Joe with a mask over his penis and camel toe looking at him all, you know, googly eyed.
It was sexual exploitation, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it was sexual exploitation. So I'm back in the shitter again. Yeah,
fuck them. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys sharing our show links, and we want to thank you for watching tonight, especially you guys who tuned in live. But we are still under the big thumb of Facebook for a while yet, and only your shares are going to save us, so we appreciate that. Keep it up.
Yes, please.
Like stuff on my page, like stuff on Brent's page. Rick's page, just go there if you want serviced. It's Italian Stallion. What do you want? I didn't see him arguing the point.
No, not at all.
All right. So anyway, since it's the close of Black History Month, I want to end the show with some actual history on blacks. But the guy doing this is, well, he made it. He's going to be called a white supremacist by the LA Times. Here's This Week in White Supremacy. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Trump headed him.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, you got Jesus, and you got Donald Trump. Not in that particular order, but yeah, you got Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump? You know, well, I'm a straight Democrat, but I'm for the best person.
Yes, sir.
Now, why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, and so I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic Party. I know that they really didn't switch during the Nixon Southern strategy, that one became more clever than the other in dealing with black people. We the Democrats, we got away, we were the Republicans' friends. We were their friends, but we were the Democrats. When you look at the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, it originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan?
It did. Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written, sponsored, and voted on 100% by Republicans and not Democrats. Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So let me finish the matter about Trump. Right. So as a kid, I remember being 6, 7 years old and seeing Donald Trump receive an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks from the NAACP. Not only that, he engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s, from rappers to Michael Jackson. So when we looked out into our culture, his face appeared many, many times. So for me to grow up now and then hear the media, because before the media